Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
All right, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you had friends that walked you through the fire. And you said in your book, in a moment of clarity, I realized that the fire I thought was destroying my life was actually refining it.
Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating. If God Almighty himself is in community, we are told that there are Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And then Jesus here on earth was in community. He had his disciples, and then he even had like the cool kids, like his three that were with him at the Garden of Gethsemane. Like, if God is in community, Jesus is in community, how much more should we be in community? Mm-hmm. I think that community will remind us of who we are, who we are not, who God says we are, and God's plan for us. So even when we feel maybe like blind Bartimaeus, maybe we have a cloak that's been put on us, labels us. Mm-hmm. Maybe we feel like we are stumbling through life. Guess what? Community is going to come around you and remind you of who you are and who you are not. But more importantly, whose you are. You are a child of God with purpose and calling and destiny, that there's a plan and a purpose for your life that no one can thwart. And sometimes the lies of the enemy are louder than the whispers of truth. And our community, when we're surrounded with community, they can remind us of that. I love the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they did it together. They were able to go up against the number one ruling power of the known world to stand up and say, we are not going to bow down to any other god. There is one true God. And I firmly believe, now again, this is inference, but I firmly believe that they must have had a conversation. Are you going to bow down? I'm not going to bow down. Are you going to bow down? I'm not going to bow down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are told in Daniel 1 that Daniel made a choice that he was not going to compromise and eat the food at the king's table. But he did that with who? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
So they had already gone through some battles together. We know that they had already made some great decisions. What would stop us from thinking that they would not be in community to make good decisions together? And I love that. So when we go through life, when we're in the midst of the fire, I believe that we are able to hold on to joy, to hold on to our identity, to hold on to faith and hope and love in the midst of the fire when we are with community. But maybe there's someone out there that feels like they don't have community. Or maybe they feel like they're surrounded with community and still feel isolated and alone. Guess what? In the midst of the fire, the very thing that the satraps and the prefects and quite even possibly our little Hebrew homies was going to destroy them, the fire, they were thrown into the furnace of fire. The very thing that was supposed to destroy them caused them to realize the very presence of God.
Mm.
And sometimes we fear the fire. We don't want to go through the fire. We feel like we could go through the fire, it's going to be the end of us. But maybe, just maybe, it is in the fire where the presence of God is revealed and our faith becomes absolutely real.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.